All right, let's go down to L.A. and bring in, his birthday was last week, Kerry Crowley. Kerry, how are you?
Great, Marty. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. We're drinking the Tahoe Blue Vodka here, so we're having a good morning.
Yeah, great start to the morning. Sure sounds like it.
Yeah, how's your dad today? Did you call in?
I did call him. He's not listening today. The rare occasion he's not listening, but that's because he's out at brunch at Original Joe's in Westlake. So typical Father's Day for him, and I'm sad that I can't be there, but, you know, duty calls down here in Los Angeles.
Boy, I'll tell you that. The Giants just can't score any runs. Let's talk about that first of all. You know, you go 11 games scoring two runs or less. It's hard to do that. If you try to do it, you'd run into some runs. What can get this offense going?
You know, Marty, it's really tough to say right now. It's clear that this team is fatigued. It's clear that the Dodgers pitching staff seems to have the Giants number. And really the wild card for all of this, I think, is that the Dodgers defense is so good that they really helped out Alex Wood last night, took away at least three or four hits that would have really helped the Giants. Also helped in the late innings with the relief pitchers on the mound. Buster Posey was robbed of three hits himself by plays I'm not sure the Giants defense would have made. And so that's what really stands out to me is how good this defense is behind its pitching staff.
Yeah, they've made big plays behind this staff. I mean, you know, you look at their numbers for whatever it's worth. They're more or less in the middle of the pack in the National League, and the Giants are 13th in the league, and the Dodgers look like they're about 11th in the league. But every time you got to make a big play, and Dave said it last night on the broadcast, you know, Puig goes into the wall like a linebacker, and the wall seems to move before he does.
Yeah, I mean, Puig is an outstanding right fielder. It's probably between him and Jason Hayward for the best in the National League. You look at center field and the play that Kike Hernandez made last night, and no Giants center fielder makes that. Maybe Steven Duggar does, but of course he's not here right now. Chris Taylor took away a hit. Justin Turner took away a hit. Logan Forsythe made a diving play. Even Austin Barnes, the catcher, got up out of his squat and threw out Alan Hansen at first base on a ball that we all thought was going to be a bunt single in the press box. We were all saying that to each other when it was laid down. So, you know, you look around and all of those guys made big plays last night.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, it's like batted balls put in play, the BABIP. The Giants are getting unlucky right now because they're putting the ball in play in spots where they should get hits. Well, today it's Chris Stratton Day, and he gets decisions. He's giving them quality starts. He's going deeper in the games, but he faces a tough left-handed lineup, and he struggled against the Dodgers in the past. What does Stratton have to do today to be successful?
I think Stratton needs to be more than just on. I mean, he needs to have a really strong day because, like you mentioned, the Dodgers just seem to have his number so far this year or so far in his career. And you go back, I believe he made that start right after paternity leave against L.A. They touched him up at AT&T Park. I think it was six runs in two innings. And he's never really looked sharp against them. I'm not sure he has a quality start. And it's certainly a tough lineup for him, but, you know, Stratton showed signs in Miami that he was improving. He finally found his breaking ball. He went seven innings. And so, you know, if Stratton can keep them competitive, the Giants should have a favorable matchup today because they're up against a rookie, Caleb Ferguson, who hasn't shown much yet.
No, he's sort of out of a storybook, the 38th round pick out of West Jefferson High School in Ohio near Columbus, and working his way up to the big leagues and the injuries, and they call him up, and here he is out of nowhere in the major league. So it's a good storyline, and the Giants should be able to work the count against them and get into that bullpen, at least the early part of the bullpen today. That's how I see this one. Brandon Crawford goes on paternity leave starting tomorrow. I know that was planned. How are the Giants going to deal with that?
Yeah, huge loss for the Giants, even though Crawford has struggled since the Washington Nationals series, because he really is such a great defender up the middle. He's a middle-of-the-order presence. And so I asked Bochy yesterday, and it sounds like they'll bring Kelby Tomlinson back for a few days while Crawford is out. But, you know, I would imagine that they'll start Alan Hansen at shortstop because you have to keep the hot bat in the lineup. Hansen probably plays defense middle a little sharper than Tomlinson does. And so they'll go with Sandoval at third, Hansen at shortstop, Joe Panik at second, and Belt over at first, I would imagine, for the next few days.
I talked a lot last night about sort of emotional leaders on the club. And, of course, an emotional leader, you know, you can't win with it. But traveling, and you've done great traveling this year, as I've pointed out to everybody, There are mental strength coaches, mental fitness coaches, psychologists, all sorts of people around to help the players get through it. And I think there's a part of a ball club that needs that one or two guys to have fun, to, you know, clap and get a double like Mikey Morse did. You can't win with it. It's not going to take away playing great baseball. But I'm looking at the Giants and saying, who's the guy that can maybe be that guy on the ball club? Do they have one?
You know, it's a great question, something I've thought long and hard about for the past 2 weeks, because you've got a ball club that's loaded with veteran presences, but there's no guy who's really that firecracker, the guy who's going to be the X factor and get you that big hit and stand on second base and salute the dugout and get really fired up, or the big pitcher. And, you know, I go back to Johnny Cueto's outing in Anaheim at Angel Stadium earlier this year when he turned a double play. His elbow was killing him, and we didn't know at that point. But he turned, I think it was a 3-6-1 double play in the sixth inning, and came off the mound and was so fired up. He was pumping his fists, got the dugout going. And, you know, Johnny Cueto hasn't always been like that, but at the beginning of the season, he was. And that's where I feel that he's missed. It's more than just his pitching. That guy was fired up more so than just about everyone else on the ball club. And, you know, Bumgarner gives them that to a certain degree, but he's still getting into it. I think Cueto, when he gets back, if he can bring that same passion to the mound, it would mean a lot to this Giants club, because you're right, Marty, it's something that they've been lacking lately.
Yeah, great point on Cueto. I remember that play quite well, and how, I mean, he was in trouble that inning, and that got him out of big trouble, and I remember how excited he was. Very good point on that. What did you think of Bumgarner last night? What was your impression?
He's inching closer. He's still not quite there, and, you know, I think that the Giants are happy that each start he feels better and he looks better, but the mistake to Kike Hernandez is something that's cost him throughout his career against the Dodgers, and we saw it cost him last night. And, you know, it's really hard to criticize a pitcher when they turn in a quality start, but Bumgarner has set such a standard for himself that, you know, you don't think it'll take so long for him to get back. You're starting to see the human side of Madison Bumgarner at this point in his career. And I think over the course of the season, we're going to learn a lot about what he still has, because the velocity isn't quite what it once was. The cutter may not be as sharp. And, you know, he took a big step forward last night against the Dodgers. And if the Giants gave him run support, I think the start would have looked a lot better. But we're still not quite seeing the Madison Bumgarner that I thought we all would see at the end of spring training.
A lot of people complaining about the umpiring. We got that box on TV, and who knows how accurate it is. Bumgarner, boy, every other pitch he was complaining last night. I don't know. Is it positive or negative for Bumgarner to sort of be that way on the mound?
You know, I think it cuts both ways. I think that he has to fight for himself. He has to work the umpires and make sure that he's getting the calls, because, you know, if they're missing them, that's huge, and it forces him to throw extra pitches. And last night we saw him throw 112 pitches over six innings, and that's just a gigantic pitch count for him. And he's usually reliable to go into the seventh at 100 to 110, but, you know, at a certain point, I'm not so sure it does help, and especially with a struggling club, when you're complaining about the umpires or complaining to the umpires, you seem distracted almost. And I don't know if Bumgarner is distracted out there, but I think that it might have, you know, an effect on the ball club, and other guys start to get that in their head that the strike zone's inconsistent, and it definitely adds another layer to the game. And I'm not quite sure whether it's good or bad, but, you know, like you said, it is something that's going on, and it's kind of been consistent over the past few weeks.
Yeah, I don't like it. I think it's becoming part of the game every night. And just get up there and hit. Yeah, you may get a bad call. Well, the next pitch you swing through and you strike out. Well, put that ball in play. You know, I don't know. I think it's a distraction for him. That's just how I feel about this. Do you think we're going to see Slater or Duggar in this thing at some point?
We better. Looking at this Giants club, Marty, 36 games in 38 days, it's clear that during the first half of this stretch, they need younger legs. Yeah. They need more athleticism in the field. What they have right now is a solid group that would be a lot better if they had guys who could, you know, provide a little bit more of a spark and could, you know, bring them that sort of athleticism that we see. And Steven Duggar can go out and play a great center field, and sure, he might hit 230, 240 and strike out a bunch when he comes up. They'll put him in the eighth spot in the order, and, you know, bat Slater sixth or seventh and give him an opportunity to play every day, because right now the Giants just aren't scoring, and they haven't scored on the road. Their road woes have been consistent all season long, so at some point something needs to change.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I think what Slater can give them, and, you know, I think Williamson's got to play in left. I think at some point they're coming home for 20 of 26. You know, you guys do a great report every day on Samardzija and Cueto, and I assume Samardzija maybe one more rehab, and then we'll see him maybe the following weekend of the homestand, maybe against San Diego. But at some point, Slater's got to be in this thing. Williamson's in left. I say let him play every day because he's got power and you got to get his swing back. But at some point, I think you have to go with some of the young players. I really do.
Yeah, and you know, you look at it as a 162-game season, and all the veteran guys that you've got aren't going to be playing 150 games. A lot of them can't even play 140 games right now, and so you need those guys who are going to provide depth and provide you with something different. And, you know, you look through the way a starting rotation is structured. You've got the left-hander Madison Bumgarner, the right-hander Johnny Cueto, and they really complement one another when they're on the field at once. And I think the Giants need to look at these young guys as guys who can complement the veterans.
Yep.
And
yep.
Kind of see that through the same light.
Yep, I think it's time. I really do. Well, we'll see. They're coming home, and this is now the test for them to come home and win, because there is a little bit of separation happening with the Dodgers and Diamondbacks and the Rockies and the Giants. So, you know, it's 1 week in a baseball season, but you have to turn it around and get home. Hey, I appreciate you being on. You did a great job on the road trip, and looking forward to seeing you at the ballpark this week.
Thanks, Marty. I am definitely ready to come home after this one. Three city trip of the year.
I'm sure. Well, that's about the last one, isn't it? Is there one more in there? I think there's one more in there.
Yeah, the last one is Los Angeles, Cincinnati, New York at the in the middle of August. But that's 2 months away. I'll handle that. No worries.
All right. Have a great day today, and you've done a great job, Kerry. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. See you this week.
All right. That's Kerry Crowley, Bay Area News Group. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.